The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you. The Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay. This is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
We're back, baby!
Woo! Man, what a rain delay. 40 days and 40 nights.
It was almost 40 days.
There's an arc in the parking lot that stinks to high heaven. Just a disclaimer off the top of the show, we're gonna be rusty.
It's almost been a month, man.
I know.
We forgot how to do this shit in a month.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I got. It's you're getting a new episode. Be happy.
I don't be happy.
Until we get to the second half, and then you can be sad, I guess.
Yeah, because it's sad. I woke up this morning and I texted Justin. I said, "We're still alive."
And what did I send back? Yeah.
Yeah, damn it.
Yeah, damn it. Fucking ragheads can't do nothing right.
Oh. Don't be like that. They might. They might. They might pull it off.
It's a slow burn.
Look, when you've got Russia and China saying, "Look, you fuck with Iran, you fuck with us."
Yeah. So it's, yeah.
Yay!
But we're going to get there. But coming up on this week's show, we'll talk CinemaCon, World War III, Iran, Gaza, Ukraine, Russia, China, Jordan, I think, is into this.
Us,
Syria, Hungary, Turkey.
England.
I'm hungry for Turkey.
World War Brown.
Yay! Yay! What can Brown do for you? Apparently send my package to my neighbor. Thank you.
Yay. We got one religion that fucks kids and the other one that sucks their dicks. Yay!
And somehow our tax money's funding both sides.
Oh, feels good, doesn't it?
Yay. Oh, we're also doing top 10 draft of this week's board games. So
yeah, so you might be stuck inside the house for a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. This was unintentional when picked, because this was before all the shit popped off.
For at least 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, the radiation level should be safe to... You should be okay.
Yeah, and then you come out looking like Walton Goggins. It'll be all right. So I have faith in you. You might make it. It'll be Rylan Givens up in this motherfucker. All right, let's get into some TV news, Vince. It's been a while. We're rusty. But we're going to start with a YouTube, I think, is this guy possibly like the richest guy on YouTube, Mr. Beast?
I don't know.
He's teaming up with Amazon. They're going to do a show called Beast Games, a reality competition show. The winner's going to get, Vince, a $5 million cash prize.
The largest going to get AIDS.
Yes, full blown. Largest single payout ever on TV history. The challenges are being kept under wraps, according to Prime Video. The show will feature 1,000 contestants vying for the single $5 million cash payout in a fast-paced, high-production format. Mr. Beast will serve as host and executive producer. No premiere date yet, but it will be exclusive on Prime worldwide. So... eat your Mr. Beast fries, your Mr. Beast chocolate bars, and watch people try to go for Mr. Beast money.
Hey, those Beast fries were really good, man.
That's what you told me.
The burgers were mid-tier, all right? Not as good as Five Guys, if that's the style you like.
Imagine that. Vince likes Five Guys.
I love Five Guys. All in my mouth at once. Shut up. Get out of here, motherfucker.
Clip that.
This shouldn't make this
clip that, Tony. Clip that. Thank you.
Yeah, I know you did. Commentary by the teenager. Anyway, the Beast fries are really, really good.
I hate this show already.
All right. We're ready to be done.
But speaking of something horribly stupid, apparently there's some show called American Homecoming. And on this show, one of the past episodes here. Like I said, it's been a while since we've done this. There was a bomb threat at a historically black college, and a trans student begs them not to call the police and not have the police on campus because police are racist and they are a threat to black people. Even though there's a bomb threat at the, this is what they put on TV now.
So just, the bomb wasn't the threat.
No, it was the bomb. I get it, apparently.
It was racism.
Yeah, the real story is evil Whitey. So
evil Whitey shouldn't have even just showed up and just let the son of a bitch go off, and then not show up at all. Fire, rescue, you know.
Yeah, power.
Just saying.
Internet.
How evil can we be? Where's the substation close to that college?
They ain't seen nothing yet. They ain't seen nothing yet. So, Vince, I need your thoughts on this next story.
Sure, babe.
Disney Plus.
No, fuck them.
Apparently, they're going to release this on Hulu or Hulu Disney because it's all one app now. They got the rights to Macross. Yeah, I knew this was,
no.
Yeah, this is what I was waiting on.
God damn it. Are you serious?
Yep. 18
How the fuck did they get
money?
Yeah, I know. I know.
18 titles will be released later this year on Disney Plus around the world, all released together at once. Disney Plus will be the only streaming platform with every Macross title in one place.
I would like to thank dear listener Tim. Tim Dog. For getting me hooked on Macross when I was but a wee lad.
Yeah, for those that don't know, came out in about 82, 83, somewhere in there. About an alien spaceship lands on Earth. The war between aliens trying to get the ship back type of thing. So, boy, that's a really condensed version, but...
Yeah.
Was almost pretty much the original Japanese... fighting ship anime back in the day, so
right. Well, but yeah, you got Robotech too, so
yeah.
I liked Macross.
Yep.
Robotech though.
Yeah.
Man. At least they didn't fuck up Robotech.
That's true. Give them time. Saying.
Whatever.
There's some stuff that's come out about this Quiet on the Set series.
God damn it, I was trying to take a drink of coffee.
Here's what we know. Well, they're just I don't even know if I want to say watch this show. Because if you watch this show, you're going to want to be like me and do horrible things to people that worked at Nickelodeon. Endgame. Wink.
In Minecraft.
In Minecraft. Hi,
we
CIA.
Get everybody on.
CIA guy that listens to the show. How are you doing? We know that Nickelodeon was infiltrated by at least 5 pedophiles, along with 2 more who were accused were working on set with kids. Marty Weiss, who is a talent manager, plays clients on top Nickelodeon shows. He was convicted for lewd acts with a 12-year-old male. Ezel Channel, convicted in 2003 for lewd acts with a kid under 14. He was released on probation less than 2 years later and then was hired as a production assistant at Nickelodeon despite his conviction for fucking kids. He was later then arrested for sexually assaulting an underage teen at the studio.
I wonder if they all belong to the same temple.
I wonder. Jason Handy.
Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
No, you're not. I don't blame you. Jason Handy, a Nickelodeon production assistant, had a sexual contact with a 9-year-old girl. Cody Longo, late star of the Teen Nick show Hollywood Heights, was accused of sexual assault of a 9-year-old girl in Colorado in 2019. Later pled guilty to a lesser charge. And then you have Brian Peck, a dialogue coach and actor who... This is the guy that did Drake Bell. And to where Drake Bell says, if you can even imagine it, it was worse than that. When he was 15. He went on to work at Disney after he was convicted. And then you had former Nickelodeon adult performer Joby Hart, who was found liable for repeatedly sexually abusing Disney star and forever in your mind boy band member Ricky Garcia. So they would be convicted and then get either rehired by Nickelodeon or moved over to Disney. Just kill them all. In a chipper. I might be kidding. Wink.
Yeah, I don't.
You mess with kids, you get it. That's, there you go. That's it.
Yeah, but yeah. Civil War, huh?
Yeah. No shit. Can't fucking wait. All right, let's go to some movie news. CinemaCon was this week, but we're going to get to that after this, Vince. I'm putting this in movie news because he was in the Naked Gun movies, and he was supposed to be the Terminator, but producers at the time didn't think audiences would believe he was a killer. But O.J. Simpson died this week. Hey, due to cancer. At least he could rest now, knowing that the real killer is dead. God, I wish Norm was still around.
I read that meme in, yes, Norm's voice.
Yeah, I did too. I found it was like a 10-minute compilation of Norm doing OJ jokes, which is why he got fired from SNL to begin with.
Yeah, because what's his name was friends with him, right?
Right. Yeah. One of the high ups at NBC was friends with OJ. And I was like, man, I wish Norm was just here. The jokes would have been. But every meme of it I've read in Norm's voice. So, but yeah, the real killer is finally dead. So,
it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, let's get to some CinemaCon news. Vince, there's going to be the Pooniverse.
The what?
Pooniverse. This started with Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. We know we're getting a sequel. It will continue with Bambi the Reckoning, Peter Pan Neverland Nightmare, Pinocchio Unstrung, and Pooniverse Monsters Assemble. I can't fucking wait.
I like the Winnie the Pooh with Ewan McGregor in it.
That was good. That was about the creator of, yeah?
No, it's Christopher Robin.
Oh, the Christopher Robin movie. Yeah. I don't know.
I like what movie that got am me I right in the feels,
of?
Man.
What movie am I thinking of that was about the creator and how he created him?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That got me. That's right in the feels, man.
But apparently, Blood and Honey 2 is actually really good. So, but yeah, you're getting Bambi, Peter Pan, Pinocchio, and then a team up monster movie. So,
I like Winnie the Pooh, though.
I know.
I don't want to. The movies, the horror movies, I don't know.
I know it. But you know what is a horror?
A horror?
And it was technically a movie. But man, did it end in a bloodbath. The American Society of Magical Negroes.
Shit, motherfucker!
This movie made $1 million on opening weekend in the entire U.S., in one scene, white people are called, quote, the most dangerous animal on the planet. The movie apparently had a budget of like 15 to 20 million. It has already been pulled from theaters and is now streaming.
So, he's going to make watermelon appear out of thin air. Abracadabra, motherfucker.
Hocopus amocopus. Newport's asmokamus. Yeah. So, you know,
nothing.
That's Harry Potter for the, Detroit crowd, so
we just gonna take this crack pipe right here and find your daddy.
Jesus. Ain't enough magic in the world. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
But don't wait, it's gonna get worse. This was at CinemaCon, it was announced. They're remaking Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. The remake will see a racial divide between the babysitter and the kids, as the babysitter is an elderly white woman babysitting a bunch of teenage blacks. This will come out April 12th. Oh, it's already out. So there you go.
So they're going to stab her to death, rape her, and then throw her away somewhere?
Well, apparently in the trailer, she dies. So, of course, because Don't Tell Mom
to death.
Well, yeah. Babysitter's dead.
Sorry. But, there was stuff that happened over the weekend, folks.
And then they party. That's the movie.
What? Is it? Jesus Christ, that could have been any fucking movie. That could have been news. That's on the TV right now. Why you go fucking theater to see that shit?
But how about some sad news, Vince? We actually lost a literal legend. Lou Gossett Jr. passed away. First black man to win a supporting actor Oscar and an Emmy winner for his role in Roots. Did you know OJ was in Roots? I forgot. But no, he is.
They all look the same. I don't know.
Hey, now. Lou Gossett Jr. was 87. Statement from the family said he passed away Friday morning. No cause of death. But
last Friday.
Yes.
Two Fridays ago.
I told you we're rusty.
I joke around, but watch Enemy Mine.
That's a great movie.
If you get a chance, just fucking watch it. It's a good movie.
Iron Eagles.
Iron Eagle. I don't mind, yeah. Iron Eagle.
I'd watch that over Officer and a Gentleman. So.
Word. No. Yeah. If you're going to do it, watch Enemy Mine first and then Iron Eagle.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's get into some of the CinemaCon news here. This is where all the studios basically showed up to do their news and trailers and stuff. We now have an official casting for the Silver Surfer for the upcoming Fantastic Four movie. Julia Garner. They cast a woman.
But there's a woman in one of the comics as a Silver Surfer.
Nope.
There is.
Nope. Never Jade? Happened. Jade was never Silver Surfer.
She was a Silver Surfer, though, right?
No.
I think there was a Silver Surfer that was a woman.
Nope.
It's
always been Norn Red.
You're fucking wrong.
But yeah,
it was in one of those fucking
Was it a What If?
Yeah, I think it was a What If. Yeah.
Fantastic Four will also be filmed completely in IMAX. So if you want to see a female Silver Surfer in IMAX,
Shala Ball.
What's wrong for you? So
I heard you. Hold on. She was like the love interest in the comics, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
Shala Ball.
But yeah, so they cast a woman as Silver Surfer. So
when they just could have had casted the goddamn Silver Surfer.
Or get this, nobody and a guy in a mocap suit.
Yeah, I just want...
Why
can't they just... God damn it. They've got all these goddamn comics. Just pick a fucking storyline. Bring your goddamn cinematographer in, right?
Right.
And say, here's
the storyboards.
This is what I want. Do this.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's already fucking storyboarded.
It's already storyboarded, for Christ's sakes. That's what... Fuck! I swear to God, these guys are working on Saturdays. You're not supposed to be working on Saturdays.
Yeah,
get your ass back in the temple, motherfucker.
All right, let's... Continuing on, the Crow reboot has been delayed. It will now release August 23rd. So, there you go. Following up on her movie Barbie, Margot Robbie will produce a live-action Monopoly movie.
Oh. Where they go after the evil rich white man.
You know that's going to be it.
Wow.
You know that's going to be the story.
And he goes to jail.
Yeah. He does not pass go. There's got to be a go street. Do not pass go.
There's got to be an evil white man.
Yeah. Steve Martin should play the Monopoly Man.
Which with a crotch shot, with somebody punches him in the dick or something.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
Lionsgate and Blumhouse are going to partner for a Blair Witch movie. The crowd goes silent. The original cast will be back for Now You See Me 3. So there you go. Henry Cavill has revealed he is deep into training for the Highlander reboot. And you will see the sword used in ways like never before. So, I'm cautiously optimistic about this one. So, something I'm not cautiously optimistic about, we are getting, it is confirmed at CinemaCon, a Transformers G.I. Joe crossover movie. Old Steven Spielberg is going to executive produce. No filmmaker is yet attached to the project.
Oh. Didn't they have G.I. Joe movies with Dennis Quaid?
Yep. Because Ray Park was Snake Eyes.
So doing
the
it
actually
again.
Casted it well. It was surprised. And then The Rock got in, and well, he's The Rock's ego, and there you go. So, but then this came out, and I'm like, ooh, I was excited. Now I'm very cautious. How would you like a R-rated Ninja Turtle live action movie?
Oh, the Last Ronin?
Yes, they are. Paramount is developing The Last Ronin as a live action feature with an R rating.
It's what we wanted, right?
Yes. So I'm excited but cautious. Stick to the book.
It's just what we wanted.
Stick to the book. Don't fuck it up. Don't. April has to be a white woman. Sorry. Top Gun Maverick breakout star Glenn Powell. Vince, we're getting a Running Man reboot. He's going to be the star. Paramount's doing this. Edgar Wright, who did Baby Driver, is going to direct this. So
it might be okay.
Might be okay. We're getting Scary Movie rebooted. So there you go. Five Nights at Freddy's 2. In theaters this fall, or fall 2025, next fall. So there you go. And last thing, really, there was a crap ton I have ignored a bunch. We're getting a Chris Farley biopic. Josh Gad is set to direct. This is being shopped currently. It has not landed at a studio yet. Golden Globe winner Paul Walter Hauser, who's been doing some wrestling here lately, is attached to star as Farley. It will adapt the Chris Farley Show biography in three acts, who was written by his brother Tom. Lauren Michaels is going to produce. So we have a producer, we have an actor, we have a director. We just don't know what studio is going to. This is going to land at. So.
Movie about a cokehead.
Yeah, it's going to be sad, man. That's going to be a sad movie.
I don't know. He was funny. He just seemed like, he was just like, dude.
He tried to make everybody happy. That was his problem, I think. That and, you know, coke.
Yeah, coke was the fucking problem.
Right. But.
Yeah.
All right, that's pretty much it for movie news this week. There really wasn't a lot of comic book news, so which is surprising considering how long we were away for. So let's go to your recommendations for books that came out this week. Red Hood, The Hill, Issue 3. Symbiote Spider-Man 2099, Issue 2. A new Spawn book called Rat City, number 1, came out this week. Incredible Hulk 11. Transformers Issue 7 and Thundercats Issue number 3 came out this week. So there you go. If it's your local comic shop, pick those up or pick up something. Support your local shops, man. They need some fucking help.
Do they?
No, they get rid of creepy people that do. So you know I'm right. All right, I don't have a lot of wrestling news this week. Follow the Wizards. Listen to the Wizards. They are way more tuned into the news than I am. But I do know this. Guess how much The Rock got paid for WrestleMania, Vince?
How much?
Well, he got paid 96,558 shares of TKO, which is the parent company now. This was vested upon completion of certain services described in his new contract. At close of market, when the shares were transferred, it was valued at $9.4 million for WrestleMania.
Right now, TKO Holdings, is that
yes.
it?
Yes.
$98 a share.
Wow. Well, that's coming off of UFC 300 last night, which had one of the best finishes of all time. So, yeah. Some sad news here. Former Yokozuna and professional wrestler Aki Bono passed away the other day. No cause of death announced, but I think we can pretty much guess it was his heart. Probably best known American wrestling fans for the sumo match with Big Show at WrestleMania many years ago, but My favorite storyline was when the Great Muta misted some Japanese wrestler's woman in the crotch, and she came back a couple weeks later pregnant, and then 2 weeks later came back with Aki Bono as the baby to beat up Great Muta because Japan's weird. So, yeah. Literally, he was the first non-Japanese legitimate Yokozuna in sumo. So, there you go. AAA has a new creative director starting in 2 weeks at Triple Mania Monterey. Latin Lover will be the new head of creative, taking over for Conan. No word on if Conan is retiring or moving on to a different part of the company. And then we have this, Vince. This is the last thing I got for wrestling this week. Big E posted a medical update on his condition yesterday. Here's what he said. My 2-year neck scans are in. Things are unchanged. My C1 has healed fibrously, but has not formed new bone. I'm not medically cleared, and truthfully, I may never be cleared, but I am blessed to be free of pain, immensely happy, and otherwise healthy. Life is good. So,
good.
That's good that, you know, he's healthy, he's happy. You don't need to wrestle no more. You probably have a job there for life. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're charismatic as hell. Teach the kids. Do, you know, do pre-shows and stuff like that, panels. I don't need to see Big E wrestle and risk it. So there you go.
Right. And it might take time for the bone to start.
Yeah. I mean, so no. It's only 2 years. So
yeah,
I'm guessing he's not on the John Cena vitamins, brother. Yeah, you know. So
right.
All right. That's all I got for wrestling. Vince. Video game news.
Marvel
what?
Is releasing an Overwatch-like game called Marvel Rivals.
Yes, I saw this. I saw the trailer for this, actually.
It will be out in May.
Yeah.
It's Overwatch with fucking Marvel characters.
Yep.
Does anybody even play fucking Overwatch anymore?
You're asking the wrong feller.
It's free. Apparently, free to play.
Free to play.
Yeah. It's May sometime. It will include Black Panther, shit, Doctor Strange, Groot, Hulk, Iron Man, Loki, Luna Snow, Magic, Magneto, Mantis, Namor, Penny Parker, Rocket Raccoon, Scarlet Witch, Spider-Man, Storm, Star-Lord, and the Punisher.
From the trailer, it looks like your strongest are going to be Magic and Penny Parker. So Penny, for those that don't know, is the little Asian girl, like alternate timeline Spider-Man, who created basically a Spider-Man mech. So there you go.
Shit. Speaking of Asians, Cheech and Chong are coming to Call of Duty.
Yeah, because what goes better with war than Mexican-American!
An iconic stoner duo, Tommy Chong and Cheech Marin, don't seem like the kind of guys who would grab M4s and shoot people. The two created films and comedy routines focused on hippies, free love, drugs, and counterculture ideas. But the activism machine demands more, and so in they go. This was from Kotaku. Which I have to agree with them. That's pretty fucking dumb to have them in goddamn
Call of Duty.
I don't know what they're doing Warzone. In Call of Duty.
All right.
Are they smoking out?
Oh, no. I've seen, like, gameplay. You're the skin of Cheech and Chong, and they have voice acting lines. And
they're killing them, people.
And they're killing people, yeah.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
To be fair, Snoop's in it, Nicki Minaj is in it, Activision's just, hey, let's try to be Fortnite, but way suckier.
Yeah, 420 was when it comes out, if you can believe that.
What?
Helldivers 2. Have you played it?
No. I've seen a lot of people playing Killing Bugs.
Apparently, have they banned people asking for LGBT capes?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't understand this. This is from Grums. Were we misled at Helldivers 2? Was lauded for their political, their anti-politics stance by all of us. Now Helldivers community manager clarified why they banned people asking for LGBT capes. It wasn't for politics. It was to protect the devs and from waves of hate speech, which our staff was struggling with emotionally, and that they only banned the bigots. I don't know what that means.
They didn't want to have gay stuff in the game because of the backlash, is what I gathered. But they're getting backlash from the gay people.
Fuck the gay people. I mean, not me. You can, though.
No, hell no.
I don't give a goddamn about the gay people and your fucking feelings. Just make a goddamn game.
Right.
Leave the politics of the real world out of the goddamn fantasy that I'm trying to escape into.
Right.
If you can't handle that, drink fucking bleach.
We have enough of your shit everything else.
Yeah, I don't know what else to tell you. Go fuck yourself. Seriously. This is good and bad news. This is the last thing I got.
Uh-oh.
Fallout 4's next-gen update. All right?
Yep.
They're going to update the frames. They're going to update the prettiness. They're going to update all this shit for the next-gen consoles.
Like you do.
Unfortunately.
Uh-oh.
There's going to be an indefinite delay for massive 30 to 40 gig Fallout London mod. The past 4 years of our work stand to simply break.
Oh.
Apparently the patch is going to break the Fallout London mod.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's not good. And boy, it's fucking figures, right? I really wanted to play it. The Fallout London project lead also offered a small update to the mod's release strategy. Fallout London is apparently around 30, 40 gig in size. It's simply too big to release on consoles or mods, mod host website, Nexus Mods. Fortunately, the team now have a viable way to make the mod available for anyone who owns the game on GOG. But we will need to wait a while more before anything is confirmed. So, yeah.
So it's wait and see then?
Thanks, Bethesda, you stupid fucks.
Yep.
That's... whatever. We take care of our mod community. In fact, we steal the ideas from the mod community to make our games. Oh, I mean...
Nope, you said it right.
Yeah. That's all I got. Play Helldivers 2.
Or... break the airbending in Fortnite.
Fucking airbend. I'm so goddamn sick of that game.
Yeah, Vince and I broke it, so there you go.
Fuck Fortnite.
Fizz, bounce pad, airbending. Whee! Yeah,
that's all you need.
That's
fly yeah. across the goddamn map.
You can go higher than Mount Olympus, so there you go.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to some music news, and Vince, we might have won.
Won what?
Lizzo has retired from music.
Oh, she didn't retire. She came out and said, I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, really?
I was retired from the hate.
Oh.
The constant hate. Why y'all white motherfuckers trying to call me out for sexual abuse and shit? It was just a one banana.
Yeah, that's pretty much what she said. I'm quitting because of the hate and lies about me. And I'm like, oh, apparently she's already pulled it back. So fuck that. Next story. Skid Row has decided to go separate ways with their vocalist, Eric Grunwald. Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm will step in to handle vocal duties for their remaining dates on their upcoming tour. The singer made the decision because he just had a bone marrow transplant, and he's like, Skid Row's a touring band, and I can't tour with my health condition right now, so we're just gonna go our separate ways right now. So
damn,
I have to do my health and family first.
Well, so,
and the band's like, you know, we completely support him. This isn't like a, you know, we hate our singer, fired. This is like, dude needs to go get healthy. So
here's an idea. Why don't you go get Sebastian Bach?
What? Right.
Or is he still doing Gilmore Girls?
You mean like, wait. I have to ask how you mean that, because he is Sebastian Bach.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's probably nailing both of them.
That's what I was
going it is Sebastian Bach.
That's what I was asking.
He's a very pretty man.
He is. He's a very
He's
pretty
old,
man.
Though, now. Have you seen him lately?
No.
Oof.
Is he David Lee Roth looking, or?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Might be a little worse.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Hold on, I'm gonna look.
Yeah, send me that. I that's horrible. I'll do the next story while you look that up. Apparently there's a little band called Kiss. They've been around for a minute. Well, they have followed in the footsteps of other legendary acts, and they have sold their catalog, Vince.
Oh yeah?
Kiss has sold. Wow, Sebastian Bach looks roof.
He looks so bad. He looks so fucking old now.
That's God. I feel old now. Yeah. Holy hell!
I'm glad you feel bad now.
Thank you.
I feel bad. I saw it and I was like, oh damn.
So now I gotta feel sad. Thanks.
Yeah.
Fucker. Okay. Kiss sold their catalog and IP. This means the rights to the characters, the name. They sold everything. To the same company behind the ABBA Voyage cruise, reports are that they sold everything for an estimated $400 million.
Yeah, they're going to buy their own temple.
Makes you think Gene don't already have one.
I was made for love and Jews, baby.
Something, something, lots of shekels. But yeah,
all I
so,
know is that dumb motherfucker, this is goy work.
Right.
The boy was working on the car or whatever, and Gene comes out and says, what are you doing? This is goy work.
Yeah, literally.
I was like, yep, yeah. I'm done.
Yep.
Go fuck yourself, Jew.
But yeah, $400 million, Kiss sold everything, so there you go.
Good. Oh, rich Jews. No shit.
The only other music news, I don't know if anybody heard about this, but apparently Diddy's house was raided by Homeland Security. About sex trafficking, and he's the Epstein of rap, apparently. So, and then he fled the country and he came back, but
yeah,
I haven't heard any more of
it, on everything. So, boy, right.
There you go.
Can we just nuke Hollywood? I mean, when the
Please.
Bombs fall, can you guys just do us a solid and just do the fucking East and West Coast first?
Dear China. I know you're listening, so I'll say this in a language you can understand. When are you send missiles, Miss Taiwan in academy hit Hollywood. Thank you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
We be most appreciative.
Right.
Have we offended everybody yet? Let's see. We got Jews, we got blacks, got the Asians.
Yeah, Asians, Jews, blacks.
We're rusty. We
forget who to insult first.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. Honest to God,
we'll get back in a swing. We'll get back in a swing of it.
Yeah, L.A. Just do it.
Yeah,
New York.
Please.
Just do it.
All right. With that, that's it for music news. It's time for song of the week. We'll plug all of our friends, and when we come back, we are going to draft our top 10 board games.
Back home. Hi, this is Hillary Clinton, or as Christopher Sky Sunderer calls me, the Wicked Witch of the Left. Apparently, for the last several years, this motherfucker has compiled and been curating a list of people he thinks I've had murdered. Well, it's not true. I've never had anyone killed. I've just known a lot of sad people. And I swear by the Dark Master below, if Sky Sunderer brings up that frazzle drip video again, I'm going to tear his face off and wear it as a mask while I rape him to death and harvest his blood. Anyway, I hear he's got some stupid novel coming out this Halloween. He's planning a live reading, chapter by chapter, on the Sunder the Sky podcast in October. Gee, it sure would be a shame if anything were to happen to him between now and then. I sure hope he doesn't
kill himself.
I'm going to head out now. Huma and I are going to pick up some pizza with extra cheese and just eat the absolute faces off him. Sleep tight, Christopher. I hope the world actually gets to hear your opus. You know, assuming you don't off yourself. The Hunt for Corn Pop, A Nightmarican Odyssey by Christopher Lorre, a Sunder the Sky podcast novel. Read by the author with full voice cast. Music by Carl Casey. Visual graphics by The Horror Factory. See you real soon.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms And we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we're back.
Indeed.
What's going on? You're into some best board games? Or your favorites? Or
indeed.
Something? All right, so since I don't know about the last time we recorded, Vince, you may have the first pick, sir.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what the hell?
Give me aggravation.
Can I?
Can. And how?
Aggravation, okay. I'm going to go with chess.
You motherfucker.
Just knock it down there.
Sure.
All right, second round.
Give me Hero Quest.
Damn. Yeah, that was on the list for sure.
Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes.
Ooh, give me Colonel Mustard in the library with the thingamabobber. Give me Clue.
Fucker.
You gotta love a good murder mystery. All right, round three. Fight.
Give me Settlers of Catan.
God dang it.
Oh, shit.
You messed up my going for nothing but C's.
Oh, was that yeah. Your plan, huh?
I have a bunch that are just C's, yeah. Fine, give me Monopoly.
You dirty dick dog motherfucker.
Well, top four off the board.
Yeah, right?
All right, your fourth pick.
Trivial Pursuit.
Damn it.
I like Trivial Pursuit. Trivial, if I can spell it. Say it right. Goddamn.
Yeah, that was probably going to be my next pick. Oh, give me Risk.
Really?
Yep.
You're an ass.
All right. Fifth round. We're blowing through this thing here. Yeah.
Because we were really into doing a fucking
list this week.
Yeah. you know what? Give me Stratego.
Die, you dirty Woo! Tiny hat. Damn it.
It's okay, baby.
Scrabble.
It's fine.
Where you can come up with words and go, yeah, it's in the dictionary. Sure, why not?
Sure.
Oh, no, not that dictionary, the one I made up. So, yeah. All right, sixth round.
Backgammon.
Ooh.
Fuck it.
Real old school there, all right. Vince, I love you, but I believe you have sunk my battleship.
Ah, God damn it. That was my next one.
Yeah, that's all the happy I'm going to get today. So, yay. All right, seventh pick.
You know what? Chutes and Ladders, motherfucker.
All right, fine. Hey, get this. The guy that picks Scrabble can't spell. Happy damn.
All right.
All right. My seventh pick. Give me Pictionary.
I don't mind that one.
Can't spell, but I can draw like a fucking fifth grader.
Sure. So. You can spell like a fifth grader too, apparently.
No, I'm like second, third grade. Yeah. Letters flip, it's a whole deal. Eighth round.
Checkers.
Yeah.
C-H-E.
I just put down rallies. Sorry. That's a good joke.
Shut up. Here. That's nice. I like that.
Give me Operation.
Ooh.
Where you grow up and whoo, I like that tingle. Yeah. All right, ninth round.
Candyland.
Yeah.
I've gone full retard. Let's go.
Munchkin.
Munchkin.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Yeah. I was saving it. And you hadn't picked it.
I hadn't picked it. Yeah. I think I've got Munchkin around here somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure you. There's a Warhammer edition for Munchkin, by the way. Just putting that out there.
Steve Jackson.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. I've got Munchkin around here somewhere.
All right. Last pick.
Give me sorry. We'll go with the old classics. I stuck with the classics. There are a ton of games really like Munchkin.
Yes. Yeah. There are. I'm not going to pick this, even though you okayed it as a board game, because it's not a board game. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Give me, Vince, the Game of Life.
Oh, look at you.
All right. Here's how our list came out. Vince took Aggravation, Hero Quest, Catan, Trivial Pursuit, Stratego, Backgammon, Chutes and Ladders, Checkers, Candyland, and Sorry. I came out with Chess, Clue, Monopoly, Risk, Scrabble, Battleship, Pictionary, Operation, Munchkin, and the Game of Life. What else did you have on your list?
Trouble.
Yes.
Go.
I had Go as well, yeah.
And then there were other board games that no one's ever heard of. That, thought, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, you were like me. You're trying to go for the vote. Yeah, because there's some that I'm like, this one's fun, but nobody's probably ever fucking heard of it.
Right.
All right, let's get into some listener picks here. Brad came in with Hero Quest, Risk, Monopoly, if you like losing friends, Redneck Life, Terrace, Marvel Superhero Game 92, Trivial Pursuit, Catan, Stratego, and Darklight Memento Mori. Mike came in with Clue, Risk, Castle Risk, Horrified, Universal Monsters, which I almost had on my list. I really like that game. And Fireball Island, the original and the remake. Roboto came in with Crossfire, Battleship, Chess, Sorry, and Operation.
Fucking Crossfire. Fuck yeah. Yep.
Chris came in with Stratego, Go, Mansions of Madness, Zombicide, Hero Quest, Dungeon, Crack the Case, Fury of Dracula, Arkham Horror, Eldritch Horror, and Cthulhu, Death May Die. Elizabeth came in with Monopoly, Hungry Hungry Hippos, Battleship, Risk, Sorry, Checkers, Life, Candyland, Connect Four. We forgot Connect Four. And Guess Who? And Kathy came in with Monopoly, Trivial Pursuit, Scrabble, and one that we forgot, Vince, but pretty popular, Scattergories.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I spaced that one completely.
Yeah, I did too. God damn it.
But good luck, Vince. We'll see who wins when I post this after I post the show. Post the poll in the Facebook group. I don't know. You fucking took Catan.
You always win.
No, I don't.
I think they feel bad for you.
Well, it's make a wish. What do you want to do? So, I mean, eventually I'll die, but come on, Aran, you sons of bitches. All right, let's get into some listener questions here, Vince. It's been a while since we've done these. Our first listener question comes in from Chris. Longtime caller, first time listener. He says, did you know that the technological director for the WEF is Isabel Maxwell? Did you know that Isabel is Ghislaine's sister? Did you know that their father was Robert Maxwell? Did you know that Robert Maxwell was a former Mossad agent? Now, there's one thing I lied about in the questions I just asked. Do you know what's the lie and what's the truth? Here's the lie. Robert Maxwell is a former Mossad agent. The truth, there's no such thing as former Mossad agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird that the WEF is tied in with the Maxwells. Weird. All right, his next one here. And I think, is this our last listener question? Yes, it is for the week. Chris says, so we invaded Iraq at the insistent behest of our greatest ally, Israel. Prior to Desert Shield and Desert Storm, Iraq's population was 18% Christian. Since then, that Christian population is down 40%, the cause of the decline, covert genocide. So there are Muslims in the Middle East, that there are AD Jews. I say AD because, well, maybe he shouldn't say on our show. Let's just call them the SOS and leave it there. So my question is, given the Christian population of the United States, why is our greatest ally, the group that doesn't even see Christ as a prophet, but as a criminal who is currently in the pits of hell, paying eternally for his crimes in a pit of boiling crap? I mean, is the enemy of your enemy really your friend? By the way, completely unrelated point, did you know that there are 5 states that each have more oil under them than the entire Middle East, and another 8 states, of which one he lives, that has as much or more oil than Kuwait? Did you know that it only takes 3% of support from a population to overthrow the government? That's a lot to take in as quickly as I read it.
We've been gone for 4 weeks, man. Come on.
You got to ease us back into this shit, man. Come on. Yeah, it's... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Chris, for the questions. Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
It's time for Clown World. Did you see this? Here we go. Anymore. A new California law states that a police department shall not share on social media booking photos of an individual arrested on suspicion of committing a nonviolent crime. Additionally, all suspect mugshots are required to be deleted after 14 days. So now in California, police departments are starting to share mugshots with Lego heads instead of the actual criminals, because this is a fucking clown show we live in.
Yeah, but Lego told them to quit doing that.
Yeah. Just because it's racist and shit.
No, I don't think they had the right to do it.
No, I mean, the they can't post the mugshots with the faces because it's racist. Well, yeah, it's, yeah. Well, the black people quit doing crime. Out loud. That was out loud. Yeah. All right. Oh, my God. Let's go to Baltimore. Baltimore is now facing apocalyptic levels of police shortages. A couple weeks ago, there were 3 police officers that patrolled a whole district of 61,000 residents. Police are now unable to respond to calls, including those for child assault. The department is now postponing police training in an attempt to solve shortages. But that's not the only thing that happened in Baltimore while we were away. Boat hit bridge. Magically, a black box went out 2 minutes before it did so. Weird. But then Biden talked about it. He revealed that he took the train over that very bridge many times during his commute from Delaware to Washington, which is apparently fucking magical because there's not train tracks on that bridge.
I heard they want to rename it now.
Oh, probably.
Because Francis Scott Key is some sort of racist.
Well, he's white.
White supremacist or something.
Right. So I'm sure it'll be, you know.
It's got to be more Ooga Booga.
Yeah, it'll be the Martin Luther, Malcolm X, Tupac Biggie Bridge or some shit. The Omar from the Wire Bridge is what they'll name it. But let's stay in Baltimore Murderland. The mayor, he was on MSNBC after the bridge was hit. But instead of saying how he is going to fix it, he said the following, quote, this is from Baltimore Mayor Scott, quote, white people's way of life of being comfortable while everyone else suffers is going to be at risk. They should be afraid because that's my purpose in life, end quote.
Huh.
Yeah, that's...
Really?
That sounds like a threat. sure you want to go down that road, buddy?
Yeah, why not? Nobody's going to do anything.
That's pretty much where I'm at. So.
The white people who aren't going to do anything, even though, you know, they're calling them out.
Yeah.
Legitimately, you know, it, hey.
Whatever. All it takes is, well, apparently it takes 3% to go, I'm your Huckleberry, and it's fun time. James O'Keefe, former guy of Project Veritas who got fired, now he does his own thing. He has an insider at Bank of America. And apparently this Bank of America employee revealed that political donations that go to anti-LGBTQ politicians are being labeled by Bank of America as bribery and fraud. Bank of America is using some organization called MSCI, a research company that is flagging this, flagging how you're spending your money politically. And if you go against the narrative, then it's being marked as bribery and fraud. So, guess this is why they're against Bitcoin, isn't it? Can't track that.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
All right, let's go to Bakersfield, California. A prominent local far-left Indian, .feather, American activist threatened to kill the mayor and city council at their homes during a speech on April the 10th. Riddhi Patel. Come to DM receiving. She's
Patel?
Like, yep, you know where I was going.
Wow.
She's a prison abolitionist, Antifa ideologue, involved in local black and brown abolitionist groups, which I didn't know we needed abolition. I thought we got rid of slavery. Silly me. And she advocates for Palestine. She was arrested on suspicion of threatening state officials and making terroristic threats. Her bail is set at $1 million. I saw her at the, they showed video at the bail hearing, and she's just weeping, and it's hilarious because she was all fired up when she was threatening to kill him. And yeah, fucking look at that, a consequence. I'll be damned.
Justin to GM receiving, please. Thank you.
Vincent Pets to GM receiving.
What are you doing with this shit? Are you going to get it out? I need it off my floor, man.
Get it out of the steel. Man, I'll fucking get to it. It's on the dog food.
I just got rid of 4 fucking pallets, man. It needs to be out of here. What you doing?
Oh my god. He is more angry about illegal immigrants than almost anybody I've ever met.
I love him.
Yeah.
Ask him about illegal aliens from Mexico.
Oh my god.
Holy fuck.
You think we're bad?
Oh, he's bad. It's bad.
Imagine the people that did it the legal and expensive way.
He had, I don't want to talk about his business, but he had some issues with a visa. Mm-hmm. And he went off. I'm trying to do the right thing. I pay taxes. I do this. And the sons of bitches are coming after me.
Yep.
Motherfuckers. Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
No, it was. It.
We laughed because work was funny, but.
No, I feel for him.
Yeah.
It was bullshit.
Yep.
It still is bullshit.
Yep.
But hey, here we are.
Here we are. Here we are, Vince. Where apparently the Fourth Amendment, according to the White House, is a threat to national security. That was in a memo sent from the White House to members of Congress ahead of a vote that the government should have to get a warrant to spy on American citizens. This was in the this was an amendment to the FISA 702 bill. The vote was a tie. And the Speaker of the House cast the tie-breaking vote and killed the amendment, basically saying that, yeah, they can spy on you without a warrant.
Trust the plan.
Right.
You have to trust the plan. You can't. You got
to
trust
it. So the Constitution is a threat to national security, is what the White House said. And the Uniparty agreed.
Yeah, you got to trust the plan, Q-tard. Fucking trust the plan. Trump, it's 2 more weeks. It'll be fine. He's fine. Everything's fine.
JFK will be back. It's all right.
Yeah.
Or JFK Jr., sorry.
Whatever.
JFK got blown away. What much more do I have to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, so America's dead. It's been dead, but they officially kicked the corpse weak into Bernie style here. So this should be good. I think my conspiracy hat here, the Israel thing popped off to hide this. But it didn't, but it does. So, all right. This also came out way when we were gone, Vince. On Undercover Camera, I believe this was another James O'Keefe deal, a CIA officer who is a former FBI agent boasted, quote, "We can put anyone in jail, set them up. We call it a nudge. The FBI did what we wanted with Alex Jones. We took his money away and chopped his legs off." This undercover video says the CIA officer estimated that there was at least 20 undercover FBI agents who were at January 6th that now work at the CIA, and admitted that the FBI uses fake news, fake social media to get people really mad. I can't really say what I'm thinking.
No, sure you can.
No, I don't want you to have to edit. And I really don't want people trying to show up at the door.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's just move on to the next story. Hey, you remember apparently a train derailed in East Palestine?
Oh, yeah?
A while back, apparently. Biden showed up years later type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Norfolk Southern, they have settled the class action lawsuit about the train crash, $600 million.
We are going to do it. Sorry.
I'm sure that's going to fix the water and the cancer and death.
It's fine.
You know. Vince, last week, California raised the minimum wage for fast food workers to now $20 an hour. Since they have done that, Pizza Hut has laid off 1,200 workers. Mod's Pizza closed 5 of their California branches. Foster's Freeze has shut down and laid off all employees. Vitality Bowls cut their staff in half and hiked their prices by 10%. And menu prices across the board are already rising at an incredible rate. This is called cause and effect.
Feels good, doesn't it?
You mean it can get my they up my Chipotle? What the hell? You got to pay the fucking blue-haired nose ring thing behind the counter $20 a fucking hour. That's why.
I'm glad I don't live in California.
I couldn't. I would be in jail. I would be on death row if I lived in California. So, me and Shug, death row, baby. All right, let's get to this.
California knows how to party, though.
Apparently.
I didn't know if you knew that or not.
I had heard that in a song sometime. All right, let's get to World War III. Temple Mount organizations have officially submitted a request to the Israeli police to allow the introduction of an altar and knives to kill the red heifers on April 22nd at the Temple Mount.
Oh.
Waka waka.
I can't wait.
I can't either.
It's so good.
All right. Last night, this morning, time zones, Iran's attacked Israel. They started off with hundreds of drone attacks. According to Israeli reports, the U.S., French, Jordanian, and British forces intercepted 99% of them. Iran told the UN the military action can be deemed concluded if Israel doesn't respond. Israel said it's going to respond. This morning it was reported that in all, Iran launched 185 suicide drones, 110 surface-to-surface missiles, and 36 cruise missiles. Some of the missiles did, in fact, impact, get through the Iron Dome and actually hit targets, including an Israeli airbase. So the U.S. has told Israel, allegedly, that we're not going to get involved in attacking Iran. We will help you defend. We will not attack. Yeah, right. Remember, Biden gave Iran $6 billion a couple of years ago. So we're funding both sides of this, just to let you know. While gas is $4 a gallon, and yeah. But never fear, Vince. This is the last thing I have. The House of Representatives announced that they will abandon its previously announced legislative schedule next week and instead consider a bill to support Israel, according to Republican Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
Oh, nice.
More money for the tiny hats.
Yeah. Hava Nagila. Hava. Hava Nagila.
I'm going to, and all the Republicans last night, even the ones that are like, we're MAGA. So either allegedly not uniparty, came out and said, an attack on Israel is an attack on America. And I'm like, nope. Israel is its own fucking country.
Yeah.
They didn't bomb us.
I know I haven't said this in a few weeks, but fuck Israel.
Let them fight their own shit. Ain't got nothing to do with us. We got our own. We're 36 trillion. What was it now? Almost 37 trillion in debt.
Yeah.
The southern border's wide fucking open. Canada's full commie. The FBI can now spy on you without a warrant.
Right.
They admit that they can put whoever they want in jail.
They're trying to get rid of the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah, they are getting rid of the Fourth Amendment. Yeah.
We're fucked.
Yeah, they're trying to change the definition of a firearms dealer now as to who can sell guns. You know, we have our own shit here that we need to handle. We don't need to be worried about other countries.
Yeah, we got our own goddamn problems.
You remember the framers? They said something, America should not be involved in foreign entanglements.
Yeah, especially with the fucking Jews.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, so Israel's going to respond worse. They've already started, this morning, they were bombing in Lebanon and Syria, going after things they say are attached to Iran, but I'm like, those are three completely separate countries.
Right.
So
where the fuck's China and Russia at?
China and Russia said they will support Iran, that an attack against Iran is an attack against them, which, domino time.
Yeah. You only need one. Russia only needs that one fucking hypersonic missile.
Yep.
And it don't even have to have a nuclear warhead on it at this point.
No, just the impact alone.
Just the impact. Well, fuck Israel to good. Bye. Bye, synagogue of Satan. Bye.
But yeah, this is
bad.
This is bad.
Israel is not our fucking friend. Apparently Netanyahu and all his goddamn Jew buddies and cabinet fucking bounced last night.
Yeah, they were in the doomsday plan. They were up in the air. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not. Well, you know,
Netanyahu's boy's in Miami.
He's probably here.
He's ineligible to be drafted to the military. He's, you know, he just got convicted of, the fuck did he get convicted of? Like slander or something in Israel, so now he's in Miami.
Sure.
And how many members of Congress have, quote, dual citizenships? Like you can serve two masters?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they sure as fuck ain't serving their constituents.
Yeah, they're not serving here.
Who don't want to send their kids to die for some people that think they're cattle.
Right. Yeah, they think we're fucking cattle.
Yeah, literally. That's what goy means.
I don't know. Fuck off. Christ is king.
That's right. And we're racist.
And that, I tell you what, that pissed a lot of people off last week, boy. Christ is king.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't say that. Fuck, I can't.
Fuck, I can't. Christ is king.
I read the book. I know how the fucking thing ends. All right. It's all been, this is just fucking the live action of the book. All right. Yeah. That's all this is.
Yeah. You think your little magic ceremony is going to bring anything around? You're fucking stupid.
Yeah. That's, but man, it's going to get bad.
Yeah. You could do your little magic ceremony and nothing's going to fucking happen.
Yep.
But hey,
be ready. That's all I'm going to say. That's my last thing. Vince, you got any final thoughts?
Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. Load mags, buy food and water. Get ready. That's all I'm saying. And we might do a show next week. I don't know at this point.
There's a good possibility we won't.
There's a good possibility, yeah.
We've got that taste for not doing it very often. And
yeah, it's delicious.
We love you guys. We do, but goddamn.
So we'll either see you next week or we'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye.
Bye.